Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Good evening. It's Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchucks Show with my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I've always said I've named my cat after one of my idols, Jackie Chan, because she was a stray that showed up in my backyard and named her probably one of my idols, Jackie Chan. It's very fitting. She's very good right now. She's not running around like a ninja. She's being very good. I don't think she'd be jealous of any of you guys tonight. Well, anyway, I've got a super special guest tonight, and they say how the universe connects you, and wait till I tell you people about this. But first of all, I'd like to, one of the announcements that I have to make is actually about the Sarah Joy Foundation. It's a woman that would have become my niece, and it's something where you do hear something that's kind of sad, something wonderful comes out of it. And the anniversary is coming up of her passing, and there's actually a memorial dinner. It's called the Sarah Joy Foundation, and I'm helping to bring awareness where I'm hoping that this foundation is going to grow. Because what it is, it's a foundation to help families that are dealing with terminal cancer. And it's something that would help pay for billings and outings. And if you all could check out the page and like out the page, any donations you'd like to help out, because the memorial dinner is coming up in March, it's Sarah Joy's Foundation. And if you would please kindly check it out, it is a worthwhile foundation charity that I will help to, in my own way, to try to help this to grow. So anyway, you know me, Shelly Nunchucks, I'm an action shit girl through and through. I love martial arts, Jackie Chan, Rocky, and stuff. Wow, I'm so super pumped. I think I'm going to pee my pants. I should have put on Depends or something because I'm so super excited. I hope I don't fall off my bed because I swear to gosh, I don't need a concussion or something because I do have to go to work tomorrow. But You know how, like, anybody that knows me, I've been playing this song, which is actually one of my theme songs for about 3 years, and I've worked out with this song back after I got out of the dojo practice and martial arts back home and whipping nunchucks around to this song called The Fighter. And two of my nephews, Sacrifice and Cardiac, this was their song, you know, and I'm playing the song and stuff. I didn't know who the person was, the boxer was. Swear to God, I didn't know who he was in the video. I'm playing it, and I've been playing it for 3 years, and I work out to the song, The Fighter. And also with that song, I'm actually going to take it, and I was going to put it in a short film, but I want to make a big announcement. With that song, The Fighter, I'm actually going to put it in a much, much bigger film, which is going to be my Ninja Samurai film, which it's called Feudal War with Ninjas and Samurai, where I'm writing for ideas like Don the Dragon Wilson, my ninja pal Stephen Lambert, and a whole bunch of other people. I'm getting their ideas, and most of the famous ninjas in Hollywood that I'm trying to get this for first and second generations. But point is, I'm going to put the song The Fighter in my big film. So that's what a big announcement. But the thing is, that song that I've been listening to, The Boxer, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot believe I got for my show tonight. I hope I don't scare him away or anything like that, because I'm just so super pumped. It's just like the universe, you know, it just keeps connecting with you. And I want to make sure that I'm saying his name right, because I am from Boston, and I don't mean the suburbs. I mean, I lived in Southie and East Boston. I come from the inner cities, and I don't mean just like, you know, popping up the suburbs. I'm up here in Maine, and I swear, I think I saw some moose and penguins around. I'm up here doing films and stuff myself, but let me see if I can say his name correctly, because like I said, I have a funky, weird accent, so I'm going to try to pronounce my guest's name the best I can. His name is Irish Joe McCready, the Beast. And every time I think of the Beast, I think of the X-Men. I can't help it. I'm a nerd. I'm a geek. I'm to Comic Cons and all sorts of things like that. So when I think of the Beast, I think of the guy from the X-Men. So anyway, I'm so super pumped. And people, please, I know you're all listening, you're all excited about Joe, but give me a little time. I want Joe to myself here. I don't mean to be a hog here, but I want to interview him for a little while. So he's been waiting patiently in the room, so I'm going to bring him in and get ready for this because I'm so super pumped. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
How you doing, Shelly? It's me, Joey.
I'm doing well. And how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm doing so super, and I'm like, I'll have to try to bring my energy down because I'm so super pumped because me, I'm an action chick girl. I like doing my own stunts and everything. For you to be a boxer, I'm so super pumped. I got like Rocky on my show right now.
I wish I had Rocky's money.
Oh, well, you know something? Not for nothing, everybody's got to start somewhere. And I know that you're a dreamer and you're a hard worker and you're awesome.
Oh, thank you.
And, I just get like right into it. So because I was trying to watch your videos, and I'm like, I'm seeing you fight, and I was like, I think you're pretty good, and it's not because you're on the show, because I was trying to watch as best as I can your fights, watching on YouTube. And how long have you been like training and fighting?
I've been fighting since I want to say like around 11, 12 years old. I started.
Oh, wow. So you've been training for, like, over a decade then, right? Like, in fighting, too?
Boxing, when I first started out, boxing was, you know, everybody thinks like boxing, but it wasn't. I didn't even like boxing. I was a football player since I've been 6 years old, and football was my dream. You know, that was my goal. That was my future. That was, you know, making it to the big show, making it to the NFL, and all that stuff. And my parents invested so much money in football, and you know, just for me to make it. And I did boxing on the side because it was great cardio. It was great endurance, and it got me ready for football season. So I did that. So I did boxing in the summertime, you know, with Dickie and all that stuff. You know, Mickey was there. You know, he was training. And, you know, I just stayed in boxing just to get ready for football. And then, you know, made it through all high school. And had a couple scholarships to a couple colleges that that wanted me. You know, a couple, you know, Division IIIs and a couple Division IIs. And, you know, for some weird reason, I didn't get to go to college, and I took up boxing after high school, and basically just fell in love with it.
Well, I know that sometimes when you start one dream, sometimes you just evolve into another dream. So I know exactly where you're coming from that. And how did you really start boxing? Is it because, I mean, besides the exercise, did you have anybody that inspired you? I mean, how did you really get into it? Did you yourself, or did someone say, you know, how about trying boxing to work out? I mean, how did you really get into it?
Well, first, my dad brought me down to the gym, and, just because, my dad was a fighter, his father was a fighter, it ran in the family, and, Dickie, grew up with my father, they were good friends, and, my dad just wanted me to, try boxing out, so he brought me down to the West End gym, and, that's when the first time I met Dickie. And, Dickie trained me and everything. And, I fell in love with it, and I stuck with it. And I did the Golden Gloves. And, I lost my first year. And, I wanted to give up. And, I just wanted to, whatever I did for a little bit. And I was like, all right, I lost. I don't want to undo with it. I'm done. And then, Dickie talked to me back into it again. And I did it, and I trained hard, and I worked hard. And then I won the Golden Gloves, and I want to say probably like 2005 or somewhere around there. And I stuck with it, and then did it again, the next year, and I won the Golden Gloves. And Dickie, me and my family sat down, and we talked about do I want to go pro? Because I wasn't just fighting for a jacket no more. I wanted to fight for money. I wanted to, make a career out of this, take the next step and, in the right direction. Me and my family, we agreed on, we'll try it out and see if it works. And if it works, it doesn't, if it doesn't, hey, I gave it a shot. And, it did. And, and then I turned pro in, 2006.
So, I saw something on YouTube, and I wanted to ask you about this, but we don't have to talk about it. I mean, I saw it, and I think you were going through something. I don't know. I think it had mentioned that you had to have your jaw wired, because I was saw an interview with your mom and stuff, and your mom was all worried about you. And I think you were going through a hard time. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is, to let viewers know, anybody that has dreams, everybody goes through things. And with what happened, are you able to talk about that? And if so, how did you overcome and get back into it? Because it sounds like at that time that was a very hard time in your life.
I don't, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely, to this day, it's always, so hard to talk about. But, it's part of life. It's part of Boston. I was probably not even maybe, I don't know how old I was, maybe 22, 23. I was young, and, I was undefeated, and, I was fighting at Mohegan, and, had tons of fans there and everything. So, I weighed in, and I was fighting this guy from Philadelphia. And you know how Philadelphia fighters, they're always strong. They're always, they're always good, So I weighed in, and then he was like a last-minute replacement. Just like happened, what happened to Mickey on, the movie
yeah.
Fighter when he, Munchkin, and how Dickie was like, he just got off the couch. And Mickey was like, what couch did he get off of? It was basically like that, The guy was bigger than me, stronger than me, and I took the fight, because, I needed the money then, and I didn't want to let my fans down and pull out the fight, and, they all paid to see me, so I wasn't letting my family down, my fans and people that paid their hard-earned money to come see me fight. So I fought, and he weighed The official weight limit was, I don't know, like 172, and he came in at like 182, and I came in at 172 on, you know, on a dot. So he was about 11 pounds heavy, and I still took the fight, and I didn't have to. You know what I'm saying? So by the time I stepped in the ring, he was at least probably 205 pounds, and I was, and he was like a good 6'1", and I was, you know, I was only 5'9", probably, you know, 180 walking into the ring. You know, so I looked across the ring, and I was just like, holy shit. And I was like, I'm fighting him? I'm like, oh, this is going to be a good night. So, you know, so I fought and fought and fought, and I got caught with my mouth open a little bit, you know, and then my whole right side broke and went back to the corner. And when I went back to the corner, and I didn't quit. I did not quit at all. I mean, I was getting trained by Stoney then, who trained Johnny Ruiz, the heavyweight champion of the world. And, you know, Stoney's like, you okay? And I was just like, you know, I shook my head. Yep. You know what I'm saying? And then went back out, you know, and I heard him. And then I was like, oh, please go down. Please go down. And he didn't go down. And then he hit me again and then broke my other side. And, you know, that was it. I took a step back, and, like, everything was spinning. And I took a knee, and, you know, I basically had to quit on my own, you know, because my bones and everything was, like kind of, it was all broken inside my mouth. So it was, like, pointing through my gum, like, through my teeth. Mm-hmm. Like, the bone was cracked on both sides. And, that was it, and they took me to the hospital. My mouth was wide shut for about 7 weeks. I couldn't talk, I couldn't eat. I went through everything, depression, went through, you know, tons of stuff. And, you know, doctors said that, you know, I'm never going to fight again. You know, and the stuff I thought about, and just when your mouth is wide shut and you can't do anything, you can't work, you can't make money, you can't get laid up in the bed, you know, drinking, you know, you're drinking baby food, you know, through a straw, you know, it's miserable, you know, you're in the worst pain, you know, you can't talk on the phone, you can't do anything, you know, and doctor said, they were like, Joey, they were like, if you get hit again, they were like, you're going to have to go through all this again, they were like, your jaw is going to be like a glass jaw, and I looked at the doctor, and I was saying, are you going to pay my bills? And he said, no. I said, okay. I was like, well, then you know what? I'm going to fight again. I'm like, watch me. He's in here, and basically, he just shook his head, you know. And I went home, and then I was out for boxing for a good year and a half, and then got back into it slowly, you know. And I took the fight. I fought for CES and, you know, Classic Entertainment Sports out in Providence, Rhode Island. My first fight back, I fought the best kid in, you know, the top contender in, you know, in New England at the time, you know, Chris Tietti. And he was undefeated. Everybody thought he was going to knock me out. Everybody thought he was going to get my jaw broken again, this, that. I was basically the underdog. I was, you know, just like how Mickey got his hand broken, and he was out for 2 years and came back, and he's the underdog. And, you know, I started right at the bottom again. Right, you know, I had to work my way up, and basically, I trained hard. I put, you know, because I wanted, because I knew everybody thought I was gonna get beat. Everybody thought I was gonna, you know, what I'm saying, get my jaw broken again, and all that stuff. And you know, I trained hard and I won. You know, and then basically, my career took off from there. And here I am now. You know, I'm the UBF champion, you know, the whole Northeast right now. And my career is, you know, going great. So I can't complain. Wow.
Yeah, that's seriously incredible, because you know what it is, and I totally get it, because I've trained in not boxing and some martial arts, and I know what it is. And it's because boxers, I mean, it's kind of hard for people that don't understand, that aren't fighters. You guys have a lot of heart. And you're very respectful. It's like when you get in the ring, you know, it's something, you're fighters, but, you know, it's something, it's an honor thing. And I totally get what that is, and you have a lot of heart. And that's what keeps you going. You have a lot of heart and a lot of spirit. So you keep fighting, you keep going. And I love, I mean, I wish someone would do a movie about you because you are an underdog, and those are my favorite type of stories, the underdogs, and that's what you are.
Yeah, one day, you know, I just got to just keep focused and, you know, take one day at a time and, you know, just train hard, you know, and that's the main thing, you know, no matter, you know, there could be 1,000 people out there that would say, oh, Joey's this, Joey's that, he's not going to make it, he's not, you know what I'm saying, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, it's me that has to get to the gym, it's me that got to put the gloves on. You know, it's me. No one's going to do it for me. No one's. My mom's not going to do it. My friends ain't going to do it. You know what I'm saying? You know, my friends going to be there to support me. Yeah, but, you know, they're not gonna wake me up. They're not going to tell me to go to the gym. You know what I'm saying? I got to do it on my own. So, you know what I'm saying? So when I step through the ropes, you know, it's lonely in there. I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's no way to run. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you never boxed before and you never step through them ropes, you don't know how it is. It's lonely in there. It's you and the other guy. That's you can't run, you can't hide, you can't say time out. You know what I'm saying? It's basically a fight, and it's you against them. He wants to kill you. So it's either him kill you or you kill him. You know, it's a dog eat dog fight, basically. It's how it is, and you know that's the name of the sport. And at the end of the night, you know, I'll shake his hand. You know what I'm saying? I'll have a beer with him. You know what I'm saying? Is you know that's just how it goes. You know what I'm saying? It's all business when you step through the ropes. You know, but at the end of the night, you know, it's all about sportsmanship. It's all about you know, just giving that respect. You know what I'm saying? And you got some athletes out there that don't do that. You know what I'm saying? But hey, it is what it is. And you know, that's just how they are. And, you know, you got some athletes out there that, you know, respect the sport and respect, you know, giving good sportsmanship.
I do get that. I totally get it. And it's in some way in, you know, boxing, anything with fighters, you know, any type of fighters, even martial artists, it is kind of like with boxing, how you talk about a ring. Right, where there's two people fighting. And the martial art I trained in for a little while called capoeira, and you'd have two people in there, and you go in the circle, and that's what you do, you face off. And you have to be careful because you really learn how to kill someone. Like I learned in training in Tai Chi, all you need is two fingers to kill someone. And it's really something very serious. So I know with boxing, it's very serious, and training is hardcore. And I know what you're saying about you have to push yourself. And I wanted to say something too, not just because you're a guest on my show. When I watched your interview, at that point a little while ago, I was really sick and I lost a lot of weight. And I was a size 4. And when I saw that interview a couple weeks ago, it inspired me. And I'm like, wow, he just really inspired me. And I started to eat even healthier and put the weight back on. It says, I want to get my own six-pack, and I want to get healthier. And because of, like, things like that I see what you go through inspires me in my own life to succeed in my own life. So I want to say thank you for doing that interview.
No problem. Anytime. It's good to, you know what I'm saying, it's good to get the word out there and knowing that, you know, my words will, you know, one day, you know what I'm saying, help somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? It's all about giving back, and it's all about helping each other. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, in boxing, it's hard. You know, it's hard to make a living. It's hard. You know what I'm saying? It's because I sacrifice so much to get to a world championship one day and to get, you know, to get big and to one day, you know, fight in Vegas and make the million. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not no Floyd Mayweather. I'm not no Oscar De La Hoya. Like, I don't have them skills like that. But there's one thing I do have, and that's heart. And heart will take you a long way sometimes. Sometimes heart will take you a long way better than skills will. You know what I'm saying? You look at Mickey. Mickey wasn't a skillful guy. You know what I'm saying? He could fight his balls off. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He could do everything. But one thing Mickey had heart. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you could see Gatti fight, the three Gatti fights. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mickey had the biggest heart in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, he is, I don't know how, the type of fight Mickey was in, I don't know how he's standing right now. I have no clue. You know what I'm saying? If I was Mickey, I wouldn't be standing. He has a lion's heart where I never seen no one like that at all. You know what I'm saying? So Mickey's a big inspiration for me, a big idol for me. And, you know, I look up to Mickey, you know what I'm saying, as a legend. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a legend of Lowell. You know what I'm saying? Just, he made Lowell what it is. You know, and dumb of really big shoes to fit.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know what I'm saying? The big shoes to fit. And hopefully one day I can do that. Hopefully I can fill them shoes. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I need to make my own path. I need to, you know what I'm saying, make my own name. You know what I'm saying? And go down my own road and, you know, make Lowell proud and fight for Lowell just like he did.
And I totally get that, what you're saying about your own path, because everybody has idols, and I get exactly what you're saying. And I was so obsessed, like, for example, with my idol, Jackie Chan, and everybody's like, you gotta be yourself. And I would post all about him, and they're like, we want to know about you, Shelley. Follow your own path. It's good to have idols, but you have to make your own path, your own mark. So I get exactly what you're saying. And this one thing, and I, even though I wasn't able to work on the film The Fighter, I went to the casting call at the VFW in Lowell. And the wonderful thing that I have to say about Mickey, and I don't think people knew exactly who he was there at the casting call, and I saw him, and he was there. And I had a really horrible day that day. And it was just so bad, and no one knew, and I had to put the smile on. I went to the casting call, and Mickey was there. And I asked him, I says, you know, he's leaving, and I says, he was with someone, and I go, can I take a picture with you? And he's like, okay. So when he took that picture of me and he made me smile, everything that was bad that day went away. And I still have that picture I put on my Facebook page, and I'll never forget that just cheered me up, and I've never forgot that, what he did for me that day. It was just taking a picture, and he'll just never know I had such a worse day, because people wanted to stop me from doing stuff like going to casting calls of The Fighter and martial arts and all this stuff. So that day, things like that, taking a picture with Mickey, that just made me feel so much better. It just, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of people like that just never realize what they can do for people like me, and with yourself too. You inspire me. You know, it's kind of the stories that people go through, you hear about people's lives with what you're going through, and it inspires me. Now, and it really has helped, and even after the show, I'll be looking at your interview again.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's what sometimes, you know, that's what life is all about. It's just like, you know, you never know, you know, you can hold a door for someone going to a store, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, or saying hi to, you know, like an old lady or something going down the street, and you can make her day. You know what I'm saying? You never know what type of day someone's having. You know what I'm saying? Or you can, you know, carry groceries for an old lady from Market Basket to a car and, you know, make her day. Like, you never know. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, when you do stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You always get it back, you know what I'm saying, like twofold. You know what I'm saying? Karma's always, you know, it always comes back good when you do something good for someone.
Yes, exactly. And I'm just like, I can just picture you, like, the girls must, like, love you. And I was just wondering, is there any special lady in your life? Because you seem like this mature gentleman, and you must have someone in your life that you share your life with that totally gets you. Do you have a special someone?
I want to say, right now, actually single right now. I did have someone special, and hopefully one day, you know, I don't have a crystal ball, so I don't know what the future holds right now. I basically just got to stay focused and really just take it day, you know, just take it one day at a time and, you know, just focus on my boxing right now and, you know, getting my life straight and, you know, just basically work hard every day and, you know, take boxing, you know, one day at a time and just, you know, be positive and, you know, just be positive in my life right now and, you know, work hard and focus on my fight and just, you know, just stay focused, you know what I'm saying? So right now I'm single and, you know, it's going to be staying like that, you know, for a long time, you know, you know, it's basically my girlfriend right now is boxing, you know, that's me and boxing. So, you know, cause, you know, that's gonna make my life, you know, good and, you know, happy and, you know, just make me move on to the next level.
I get that because you sound like me. It's kind of, you know, like with the thing stuff, and it's like, I know it's like, because I'm sitting there and it's like, if you did have a special girl in your life that she's supportive of what you're doing, do you know what I'm saying? It's really hard because I think with fighting, it freaks out girlfriends, because with me, with the martial arts, I don't know, I freaked out guys, and they didn't want me to do it. I used to get into fights. Can you believe that? Doing, like, wanted to do stuff on screen, right? I don't really like to fight, and I used to get into big fights with, like, exes and stuff, and guys that I'm dating thinks it was so, it's not right for a woman to do that stuff. So, you know, it's like, that's why I'm hoping that you have someone, like, if you did have someone in your life, they totally support you, because it sounds like your family supports you and your friends, and, you know, you got fans, so I hope whoever's in your life in the future, they totally support you. And I mean, like, you know, in a real way, that they have a lot of heart, you know, that really cares for you, not just because you're going to be, you know, someone who could possibly be famous and such, but really, like, cares for you, not just the boxer, but for Joe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, my family, you know what I'm saying, my family's a big help, and, you know, I got my B-Squad, and I got, you know what I'm saying, I got my team, you know what I'm saying, I got close friends, you know what I'm saying, that support me, you know, more than 100%, you know what I'm saying, I have so many friends, you know what I'm saying, I just want to thank, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, Michael Cody, Mike Skills Cody, he does all my graphics. You know, he put in, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have like a B-Squad page, or I wouldn't have, all, you know, my graphic designs and all my t-shirts and, you know, everything that he does. And, he's a big help, you know what I'm saying? I love him like a brother. And, you know, I wouldn't be where I am right now in the graphic designing place and the PR place and, you know, just getting my name out there, you know, if it wasn't for him, you know what I'm saying? He's a big help, and I have, you know, a couple other guys, Darren Wilson, my best friend since he's been little kid, supportive of everything, you know, and Marky Perry with the music. He makes all my songs, you know, my walkout songs. He's a great musician. You know what I'm saying? His music is awesome. He has a future, you know what I'm saying, coming. And, you know, he works hard on doing the music. You know, a lot of people don't realize what goes on behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? The only thing they see is me coming out and me fighting. They don't see what goes on, how much work is put in to the training camp with Dickie, with Dickie Jr., his son. You know, them two putting in so much time in the gym with me, you know, training. Every day, you know, dumb sweating, you know what I'm saying? Dumb working hard, hitting the pads and pushing me and doing everything, you know, there's so much goes behind the scenes that, you know, I'm so thankful for, you know what I'm saying? My family, my mom, my dad, my brother, you know, the Cody family, you know, just, I have so much support, you know, it sometimes it's overwhelming, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes at the same time, it's, when I step in that ring, I feel like, you know, I have a big weight on my shoulders, you know what I'm saying, because I want to make them proud. I want to make everybody proud, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, if I lose one day, I take it to heart, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, when I win, it's awesome. I feel like I make so many people proud. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I work hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, I work so hard because I want to make so many people happy. And, you know, that's why I fight, too, at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Because I fight for my city. I fight for Lowell. I fight for, you know, my kids one day. You know what I'm saying? I fight for the future. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could die in that ring in 2 seconds. I have a 50-50 chance coming in or, you know, coming out alive with that. You know what I'm saying? Because if you get hit in the wrong spot, there you go. It's over.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I definitely get that because I understand there's many points on your body, and it just can take a little tiny tap. There's, like, acupressure points on your whole entire body. Like, you could just hit it very simply, and you have to be defensive mode when you're in there. You have to be on your toes because I think people think that, you know, boxers aren't smart. You know, anybody that's a fighter, they're all brutal and stuff, but you have to really, really smart and pay attention because you can get hurt. You're putting your life on the line, and some people think, you know, they're not going to understand about boxing. But there's one thing, there's a point I wanted to make, though, Joe. I think whatever happens in the ring, whether, you know, it's tie, win, lose, the people that are there for you, like your family or friends, whatever the outcome is, they're always going to be there for you. The true people, no matter what your outcome is, they're always going to love you no matter what. I really think so.
Oh, exactly. I mean, it happened before, you know, when I lost my fight, when my first fight in Lowell, you know, it was a fight for the USBO, and, you know, there was tons of people, and, you know, everybody was there, and, you know, my first fight ever in Lowell, first pro boxing fight, you know what I'm saying, in years, in like over like 15, 20 years. And, you know, it was a big title on the line. And, you know, what basically got to me was, you know, I think I just had too much pressure. I just, you know, I wasn't fighting for myself. You know, I was fighting for the fans. I was trying to make the fans happy. And, you know, I lost that fight. And, you know, it was tough coming back from it. You know, it was, you know, I lost, you know what I'm saying, I lost my hometown. You know, the newspapers, mm-hmm. you know, the newspapers tore me apart. You know what I'm saying? People tore me apart. Same thing, putting me down. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it was crazy. It was a reality check, basically. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's people I would talk to that when I won my fights before, and they wouldn't even talk to me. It was just weird. It was, you know, it was weird. You know, I would go out to the clubs and stuff, and it was just awkward. It was just, you know, like people would look at me and just like, he lost. He's a loser. He'll never come back again. He'll never, you know what I'm saying, he's done. You know, you should retire. You know, it was all stuff like that, and it was hard. You know what I'm saying, but. You know, one day I woke up and I was just like, okay. I was just like, you know what? I was like, look what happened to Mickey. I'm like, you know, Mickey made it. I'm like, and Mickey went through worse stuff that I did. Like, you know what I'm saying? He didn't give up. So, you know, I said to myself, I was like, you know what? Let's get back in the gym. And I was like, had a long talk with Dickie. You know, I got right back in the gym. Then I had a title fight. You know, we set up another fight down here in Lowell, and I redeemed myself, you know, and I won. I won that big title, and basically it was like a whole 360. Yeah, everything was the same again. Everybody liked me. Everybody this, that, you know, and it switched around. And, you know, I saw what it could be when you lose. You know what I'm saying? Like, I saw the people that were still there for me when I lost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like my girlfriend at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like my girlfriend at the time, she was there for me. You know, Mikey, Darren, Darren Donald was there for me. My whole B squad was there. My family, you know, they didn't leave my side at all. You know what I'm saying? I loved them for that. And that meant so much. And, you know, I don't know if they don't know, that also gave me the strength to, you know, not give up on myself. And, you know, to get back in the gym. And, you know, not be depressed and not get down. And, you know, that stuff right there, when you have that kind of support, you know, how can you not?
get back in the gym and want to succeed and want to, you know what I'm saying, win another championship title and bring it back to Lowell. And, you know, and that's what I did. You know, I trained hard and, you know, I was focused and, you know, I fought, you know, I fought for, you know, my family and, you know, my friends and everything. And I trained hard and I won my fight and, you know, I did it for the whole city of Lowell too. You know, I fought for everybody. Everybody that night because I was so determined, you know what I'm saying, to get Lowell back on my back. And I was so determined to succeed and to prove to people that I'm not done, that this ain't my last shot, that, you know, that Joey's still going, you know, that he still wants to be a world champion one day and succeed in life and do good things. And that's what I did. You know what I'm saying? I came, you know what I'm saying? I fought and I won. And, you know, I won again. And then I won again, you know? So, you know, right now I'm on a four, you know, I'm 4 out of 1 right now. You know, I lost one fight, you know, and I won four.
That's good. That's really good. That's freaking awesome.
I mean, you can make a story out of it if you want.
Yeah. I mean, if I ever, like, you know, get more into films, and it's like, because I want to do behind the scenes, and it's like, you know, getting into things. And the thing is, because, you know, you've inspired me so much where, you know, with ninjas and samurais, and I, you know, just to touch base on it, it's like, I wanted to write you into my film. And it's like, I know people with investors and stuff, because I love Rocky, and I'd like to have Stallone as my long-lost father. I mean, I want to film some in Boston, and everybody's going to get slaughtered in Boston. And it's kind of like this thing, I won't say the plot, but I'd like to have you in the film somewhere, and I'd like to have, like, Stallone training you a little bit, right? Because this, no, seriously, because we all have the accent. So it would fit that... he has that accent.
Yeah,
because it would fit, because this is how I'm thinking, because you know how you want authenticity in a film, and we'll talk this, you know, like, hey, how you doing, you know, like, hey, yo, Rocky, you know, so we all talk like this. And one of the guys that I want to have play my brother, this guy, Jay Giannone, back in Boston, who's like, you know, his life was that hit HBO show Entourage was really about his life and his friend Mark Wahlberg, and he's one of my film brothers, so... You know, yeah, well, I don't want to say that. I didn't say that. I don't want to get in trouble for saying that. I'm just going to say Mark Wahlberg. I don't want to get my butt kicked. Yeah.
No, Mark Wahlberg, yeah, he's a good guy. You know what I'm saying? I met him before. I met Mark when he was down here.
Oh, when he was, when they were filming The Fighter, is that when you met him on set?
Yeah, I met him at the gym one day, and he's an awesome, down-to-earth guy. Awesome guy. Like you would think he wasn't even an actor. Like, he was just so cool, you know, because he's right from Cambridge. What, he was from Cambridge, right?
No, he's from Mark Wahlberg's from Dorchester. He's from the Dart area, you know, from Dorchester. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a normal guy. You know, you wouldn't think twice. You know, he was just like cracking jokes. You know what I'm saying, in the boxing gym and everything, and he was looking cool.
Yeah, were you in the fighter? Because I'll have to look for you again. Were you somewhere in there? I could have sworn you were.
Yeah, I was an extra. I was like in the background, like I forgot what scene. It was in the West End. It was when he fought. I forgot who he fought. But I was right behind Mickey. Mickey was like in the crowd, like in the fans. Like, you know what I'm saying, and like in the stands, and I was like right behind him. Like, I was wearing some old clothes that probably didn't really fit me.
Because I'll find you. You know what I'll do? Because I got an eye for, like, all my friends back in Boston, they do a lot of extra work. And every time I saw, like, I guess in Lowell, in the back where Mark Wahlberg was walking down the street, I saw, like, a guy I knew, Sean Daugherty, and a couple other people in the background. I was like, hey, weren't you in that film over there? And I saw you in the background, and I'm like, I'll find you. I'm gonna watch The Fighter, and I'm gonna find you, and I'm gonna screenshot you.
It's only about 2 seconds, but hey, I was still in it.
Yeah, I'll find you. I'm good at these things. I will find you, and when I do, if I can find it, I'm gonna screenshot and I'm gonna put it right on your wall.
Oh, you will.
I'll find you. I'm a ninja. Didn't you know that?
Yeah, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, right now, you know, I'm in training for my next fight. It's gonna be, they're still working on the official date, but they it's definitely gonna be sometime for the end of March, and it's gonna be at the brand new Twin Rivers Casino right in Rhode Island.
Oh, okay. And people, they don't have, because there's no date. There's no way you can give them information about tickets, right?
There should be a date coming, possibly, hopefully they will set a date sometime next week. I'll find out the date, and I'll definitely let you know, and, you know, all the information will be on Facebook and where to get tickets and this and that, you know, because I just signed a three-fight deal with CES, you know, my old promotion company years ago. So you know, they offered me a good deal, and
whoa, that's awesome.
No, you know, so it's good. So I'll be fighting the end of March at the Twin Rivers Casino, Rhode Island.
Cool. I'll have to like post about that because I'll be keeping a watch on your Facebook page after seeing your interview. You got a fan. I'm gonna be a fan of yours for life.
thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I love it, and I'll be talking about it. I like doing some promotions, like especially people that inspire me. And back home, I mean, no matter where I go, if I end up in California or wherever, I was like, Boston boys, I'm telling you, I support you guys no matter what.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, and I am hoping that some of your friends will call in pretty soon. I think two of the singers are. I try to get them. The thing is with the show, there's two things that I do have to rectify. Some information on the link, I will fix that. And the other thing is, I don't know if it was because I set the show or if I think there was some Adobe Flash player. I would have to shut down my whole system, and I couldn't get the there was a couple of links for some music that I wanted to play, so I'm going to get your friends as a guest on my show. So hopefully they're going to call in soon. And
okay,
you know,
most definitely. Yeah.
And they can
definitely listen. Yeah. What time? What time's the show?
Well, this I do two shows a week. I do, and they're 2 hours. If I have a guest, it's 2 hours. If I don't have a guest on my show, I do a half hour. But my shows are Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time, and at noontime, 12 p.m. Standard Eastern Time on Sundays, which are actually Ninja Sundays. And the good thing about it is because it's on the Internet, my show has been heard in places like in China, in India, and other places. So it's also archived, so people – like, listen to my shows. I've done almost 150 shows, and I looked in the archives, and a total of almost 60,000 people have listened to my shows, like a total altogether. So I'm building an audience, and people, my friends in different countries, do listen to it. And speaking of friends, I think somebody is in the queue, so I'm going to bring them on. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Give me one moment. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Joshua Martinez.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I Joey's the man. I support him, so I just wanted to call in and let him know that he's got his fans here listening to him, supporting him.
Did you want to say anything to him?
Nah, I kid, you know. I just want to give a shout out to everyone in Lowell that's listening, you know. Just, Joey, you got friends here for you that'll do whatever. We got your back, kid. Proud of you. You know, we used to play football way back in the day when we were younger kids. And, you know, I'm proud of him. Out of everything he's done, he's come a long way. And no matter what, you know, I'll be behind him step by step, whatever he needs. You know, he's my boy.
Thank you, Josh, man. Thank you. I appreciate that. Brother.
No problem, fam. You know what I mean? I spread the word on Facebook. I tagged you on Facebook and stuff like that. I've been listening since the beginning. But, you know, you should just let people know that, you know, what your next moves are. And, you know, you're doing big things, bro. Keep your head up.
Thank you, Josh, man. I'll talk to you soon, bro.
No doubt, bro. We'll hang out, and I'll see you soon, all right?
Hey, man. Thank you, Josh.
No problem.
All right, thank you for calling in. Have a good night.
You too. No problem. Have a good night.
All right. Bye. Hey, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. That's my phone.
You're making sure.
And they're out of their mind.
What? Who's out of their minds?
All my friends are crazy.
That's good. It's better to be crazy alive, you know?
Exactly. You haven't even heard from the whole B squad. You don't want to.
I think a couple of them might be calling it tonight. So it's quite possible that could happen because I told everybody in the link, I was like, give me an hour. I'm going to be so like selfish and keep Joe for myself for a whole hour. So anybody that wants to call in, the guest call-in show number is 347-989-1473. Again, anybody that like to call in is 347-989-1473. So anybody want to give a shout-out to Joe and whatever, give us a call in. And I was going to ask you a few more questions. So do you have, besides Mickey, growing up, did you have inspirations like family and stuff growing up, like your mom or anybody?
Definitely. You know, my mom, my mom and dad, both of them. You know what I'm saying? I look up to both of them. And, if it wasn't for them, to invest money when I was a kid and just where I grew up, if they didn't put me in sports, I would be in jail or I would be dead.
Mm-hmm.
Either one. That's just where I grew up in Centerville. It's that neighborhood, just gang, drug houses. I could have went down either road. If I was never in sports and my family never did what they did,
mm-hmm.
I would have been in jail, or I would have been, a drug addict, or I would have been dead. Because in Lowell, Lowell brings a lot of people down. You know what I'm saying? There's just so many, drugs in Lowell, and like it's bad. Lowell is a great city. I wouldn't pick no other city to live. Lowell made me who I am. There's a lot of good people come from Lowell. A lot of tough people. But at the same time, there's a lot of distractions. There's a lot of addictions, and there's just so much in Lowell where, that could, if you hung around with the wrong people, you could go down the wrong road. And that happened to a lot of good people, a lot of successful people, a lot of people that could make it, the alcohol, there's so many distractions in Lowell. So when you have to have, you have to be positive, you have to have a good head on your shoulders, and you have to have good people to keep your mind focused and, keep you on that straight line. To not swerve off and,
exactly what you're saying. And I think I might have some of your peeps in the queue. I'm going to bring them on, okay? Should I say a prayer? Do I have to get, the sign of the cross or something going?
Basically get, a beep. Get one of them beep sounds and you're good.
Okay, so there's a couple people. I'm going to bring them on. Hold on for 1 second.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Hello, first call. Are you there?
Hey, what's going on? Mikey P calling.
Oh, okay. I got another caller. I'm going to bring the other caller on, too, okay?
No problem.
Okay.
Who is it, Marky?
Oh.
What's going on, Joey?
Hello, caller number
what
two.
Up?
You there?
I'm here.
Who's the other caller?
Why do you guys have the radio up too loud? Because I think I hear myself talking.
Oh, it's an iPad. I don't know. Things log.
Just so that the viewers can hear you guys. So who do I have on the line with me?
Yeah, Marky Perry from Master Day Records, Brown Block Entertainment, Studio Concepts.
And who's the other person?
I don't think there is another person.
Yeah, there's two other callers that I pulled on the air.
Don't know who the other one is.
Yo.
Who's this?
Yo, what's up, buddy?
Oh, is this Dan
McDonald?
Going on, pal. Going on,
Marky.
What's up, son? What's going on, kid? B-Squad in the building.
B-Squad in the house.
Oh, B-Squad.
You know you're
going to
get the B-Squad
call. Mike Cody, where Mike Cody at? And Darren Wilson.
He'll be the next caller, and he'll be the caller after that.
Yeah, exactly.
So can you guys tell me what B-Squad is? What is the B-Squad? To let the I don't know who wants to talk about it, but tell everybody what the my listeners are.
I'll take this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, B-Squad is a family.
Everybody, you're up.
It says it all in the name. It's a family. It's a bunch of brothers that get obnoxious together, beat each other up, drink with each other, force somebody to get in the ring when he's being lazy. You know, it's just a bunch of people that pick on each other.
So, I hear the Beast Squad. I keep thinking of the Beast from the X-Men.
That's what
I keep thinking of, you know, which is I'm a geek, so go figure. It's what I think of it, you know.
We're basically Joey's second family when he walks into the ring. So every time when Joey goes in the ring, he's in his own little zone. So he has his second family with him in his B-Squad. So it's B-Squad out there. That's all we
it's all about the word.
Second family with Joey.
And I think I have someone else. There's another person. It looks like it's all from the same area code. I'm bringing someone else on. It's that 978 area code. So I have someone else in the queue. So I'm going to bring that person on too, okay?
It's going to be Darren or Mikey.
Okay.
Going with Mike.
I'm going to
Hello.
Take Darren.
Hello,
welcome.
Caller. You're on the air.
B-Squad?
Oh, okay.
What up? What's up, son?
Yeah, we really are on the building.
Yeah, the whole crew. Darren Wilson needs to call in now. Yo, I just want to say real quick, yo, big shout-out to Joey. He trains hard when it comes down to it. And, you know, he's got big things coming up. We gonna make this happen.
Sure, it's all about the hard work. And between this team, there isn't anybody slacking. When one person falls short, every gear's turning.
That's it. You know what? He's the one who steps in the ring, doesn't fight, but it's a team effort behind the scenes. And, you know, we all play our part so Joey can focus and get everything done and do what he needs to do. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we don't see what really goes on behind the scenes and what it's like to have blood, sweat, and tears. And it's when you see a guy work as hard as he does and to go in that ring and fight his heart out and fight like a lion and you know, give it his all. And at the end of the day, he comes out on top and he makes us proud. He makes the city of Lowell proud. And he should be proud of himself and his fans. And that's the number one thing. It's all about his fans and people who stand behind him. And we're his second family and we'll always be behind him. Win, lose, whatever it may be. He's always got us behind him. And it'll always be like that. It'll never change. And that's what we're all about. That's what the B-Squad family is about. It's about us, and it's about Joey, and it's about the team. It's all about it's a team. We're all a team. It's how we all play the game, and the game is it's our game, and it's his game, and he steps into the ring, and he's his own man, so we'll always be behind him, and that's how we are. That's it. Baby.
Are you guys able to talk about how you all guys met Joe, how each individual, can you guys talk about that? Is it okay, or should I not bring that up?
No,
oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Whoever wants to go first.
I got that one, too. They call
right,
me
go
Mr.
Ahead,
Obnoxious. So. All right. I've known Joey since I was probably about first grade. I was this loud, obnoxious kid on the bus. Joey was a loud, big person on the bus. He just never shut up. But we naturally clicked, and I knew him pretty much until he went to high school. Yeah, he was always all about either wrestling back in the day, the WWE or whatever it's called. You know, now he's a fighter, so it's kind of funny to watch him grow into what he loved to watch when we were kids.
Mm-hmm. And
Stone Cold.
So, you guys, it was mostly like when you guys were younger, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
most of us known Joey since he was younger and kind of followed him through high school. And I mean, we all kind of linked back up in our later years and, you know, kind of formed a solid team. And, you know, Darren Wilson needs to call in because I know he's listening.
I know he's listening.
Yeah, he's already laughing at us, too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And with Joey and how we became friends is with my son and Mickey is his godfather, and my son goes out to the gym pretty much every day, and with my son going down to the gym every day and Joey working out, and then me going down to the gym working out with my son, and me and Joey started, you know, clicking and getting together, and Joey knows all the same people that I know, and then Joey took a liking to my son, where my son, you know, he has self-apology and disability, and then Joey took the time out, you know, out of his own, you know, days working at the gym where, you know, like my son would work the pads with him, and Joey would take the time and work, you know, with my son, and as a kid with a disability, he was a thriving and ambitious of boxing. So, and then, you know, me and Joey started hanging out and talking, and then we became friends, and now we're going on years now, and hopefully now, with that being said, we'll have a lifelong friendship, which I know that'll last forever. So my relationship with Joey will always, you know, is a great relationship, and just how he takes to my son and how he has that ambition like my son has with boxing, and Joey's just a great guy all around, and he'll do anything for anybody, and just for what he's done for my son. I want to thank you, Joey, just for taking the time working with my son down the gym as much as you've done with him, and how he progressed. So for a kid with a disability, and Joey had taken him under his wing and, you know, worked with him, and Mickey and Dickie worked with him many times, and Joey's sparring with my son, you know, and it's good physical therapy with my son, and then Joey does it out of his heart, and he enjoys doing things like that, and the type of person Joey is, he's a guy, straight shooter.
Yeah, that's the thing about all of us, too, is we all connect on a deeper level with Joey other than boxing. So, you know, he knows we're there regardless. So,
I'm a
sorry
animal partner.
I think I have another one of your peeps on there because I see another area code 978. I'm going to bring
Darren.
That person on. Okay,
that's probably
okay,
the local, that's probably the local bartender. That's probably the local bartender.
It's the local
bar. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Join the party.
Hey, what's going on, B-Squad in the building? What up?
Yeah, boy.
What up, buddy?
The whole B-Squad.
Oh, jeez.
Your station just went X-rated.
Oh, no. I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to get fired. This is what I get for a bunch of guys.
We apologize for everything now.
No, it's okay. I got some Boston boys. I'm up here in the North Pole, so I'm enjoying this.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We're packing the car in the habit yet.
So we're probably
anybody
like everybody, you know. Yeah, there's like a lot of callers in the queue on the chat room, and if anybody wants to ask any questions for Joe, anybody that's in the chat room that wants to ask any questions, just type it up and ask Joe. So anybody that's in there, feel free, and I will ask Joe. So I want everyone to tell, you know, whoever hasn't told the story how they met Joe, whoever's next, go right ahead. I've lost track of who's ever in the room. This is the most bad people in the chat room and everything, so this is a very busy night, so I hope I get all you guys to tell the story how you met Joe. Who's ever next?
I'll be next. This is Darren. Darren Wilson, not Mac, not McDonald. Darren Wilson. I just got in the queue. I'm one of Joey's long friends. We met, I don't know, probably like 5 years old playing Pop Warner football. And we just been friends since then. When we first met, he played on a different team. And so I played against him. And then we used to play basketball. I played basketball with him on my team, and then when football season came, I used to play against him. And so we've just been friends and had, like, that little rivalry, and we used to just push each other to make each other better. So we kind of just been with each other ever since growing up. And, that's really it. And we still keep that same relationship. We always compete against each other, against, you know, little things on the side, just to keep us motivated. I'm the reason why he's tough. I used to beat him up all the time.
I was waiting for it. That's awesome.
Yeah, but if anyone wants to beat up Joey, you can go down to the gym. He's training now with Forever Fitness in Chelmsford, Mass. So get over there. Come on, get some promotion, people. Come on, pay for 10 sessions, get one free.
So,
and if there's anybody out there trying to get themselves a good graphics, anything, you know,
so,
stop by www.mikeskillstudios.com. You can get anything you want down there.
Okay, websites, yeah, I wanted to know about that, you know, the whole team, you know, about the promoting and the music and stuff. So if you want to talk about the team first and the I'll let you know also about the songs and other things, too. The question I had is, do you guys have one of those songs? Can you play? I mean, I'm sorry I couldn't get it You know, is there a way you can play it right now on your end? I could play it. I don't want to shut anybody off.
Yeah,
does somebody have it? They can play it?
All right, that's my error. Let me get to the studio.
You're up.
I hear him walking up the studio stairs.
That's right. I got a train just to go do the things I love. That's what happens when you hang out with Joey.
Joey,
you're off the grid over there.
Where is the studio?
You know, Joey's just sitting there rolling his eyes like, what is my team doing?
Spent all my talking all night. It's your guy's then.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? All right, so here we go. This is off my latest CD released by Master Records, and Mike did everything for it, production-wise, graphic-wise. Big shout-out to my big brother. Here we go. This one's for Joey to get up and move.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey. Oh. You got one of those days? Boy, you can't do this.
Yeah, it sounds like shit.
No. Hey, keep playing.
Somebody text Mark. You can't hear the music.
I'm sorry. It's a studio. I don't think they make these things be quiet.
Marky, why don't you give us a live performance?
Yeah, I'll just press pause.
All right, I'll do the chorus for you.
All right, Marky, you want to go freestyle?
Okay,
it's time
to
move.
Live?
Come on. I'll do it live.
Okay,
yeah, here we are, building.
Come on, let's go freestyle, son.
No freestyle. You want to freestyle?
Yeah, press pause.
Alright.
Oh,
I love being put on the spot.
Well, Mikey, you gonna freestyle it?
Let's go. Freestyle.
Why don't you go first? And I'm right behind you.
Go freestyle.
Who, McCready's gonna freestyle?
That's what I heard.
Let's
do it right now.
Let's flip this show around. Anyone's listening who knows how to freestyle, call in right now, Battle Marky team.
Oh my God.
Let's do it.
If that's what's going to happen,
yeah,
I guess.
Somebody's listening right now that wants to battle. I know one of our haters that like to talk down on us is listening right now because they secretly support us.
Come on, guys.
Yeah,
Come on, guys.
Singing against each other. I was like, I the way I run my show, I never let any of my guests ever get disrespected. So if anybody called in and talked down, I would disconnect them. But if they want to have some little rap thing going on, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, let's keep things friendly, guys.
What's
that? It's 8 miles.
Jesus.
Back to Joey.
Dr. Joey.
Yeah, I'll get the music. I do apologize because I guess what happened when I set the show, Blog Talk Radio does this thing randomly where you have to download Adobe Flash Player again, and then I have to shut everything down, and I'm like, okay, I can't get the songs, but I will. And the other thing, too, if this is a song that I really like and it's something where I'm doing my own film, I can always take that song, and if it has that feel, a fighter or something like that, underdog feel, I like to put it in my film. It's my Ninja Samurai film. It's going to take me a while to write it, but it's going to have a lot of people. You guys can check out my album with photos, with the people that are in it, like Don the Dragon Wilson. He's like a living legend. I don't know if you guys know him, but I'm going to have him. Yeah, as a samurai, because it's like him and his son, and, you know, so.
Did I hear something earlier? You're going to have Joey and Sylvester Stallone in the movie?
That's what I'm trying to do. It's like I'm writing the story, and it says if, like, it seems like, I don't know, it seems like when investors hear, like, the bigger names, if they can get them involved, because I have people, like, the people that I know, I actually have people on my show. They're, like, a lot of Sun people in Hollywood, and one of the guys, Steven Lernberg, he's one of my ninja friends. He's doubled for, like, James Woods and worked with De Niro. He's worked, he's going to be one of the evil ninjas. And he's like, I told him, I said, I like to cast James Woods as the bad guy. And I was like, I know, like, if you write something and it's a good script and you have to package it for investors, I got a funny feeling something like that I think I would get invested for. But it's one step at a time. I am looking for music. So if there's something you guys have, you know, I'd love to put it in the film. If there's something that you guys have, I'd really like to put it in the film.
We'll link up. I got you now on Facebook. I have some of your contact info. We'll definitely link up. I'll send you some stuff.
Okay. That sounds good. And then I can have you guys, the musicians, as a future guest on my show. Does that sound good? We'll set up a time.
Definitely. Absolutely. Sounds great.
Okay.
Joey, what's next fight coming up out of Twin Rivers to see them? Make sure we all
know. Yes. End of March.
That's yes. Don't be the only person not to go.
Don't feel bad. I'm up here.
Come party with B Squad. Come party with B Squad after Joey wins.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you think we do a crazy MO, come do it at a casino.
Yeah. Oh, yep. I wish I could get down there. I wish I had a car because seriously, I'm an action chick. I
from
do my own stunts and stuff. Yeah, I'd come all the way up from Maine, the North Pole up here. I'd love to see him fight.
Have you ever seen that the commercial with Chuck Liddell, the Miller Lite commercial?
Yeah, that's
cool.
No, you've never seen it? You have to, you're going to have to YouTube it. YouTube Chuck Liddell Miller Lite commercial, and that is a night out with Joey McCready.
I'm scared.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And anybody who doesn't know the commercial.
Darren McDonald, don't let him in the club.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it? Is it crazy? I mean,
we'll
can I bring Jim Chuck the singer?
No, we'll leave that one alone.
Well, you guys brought it up. You know, I'm going to end up going to Google that after this.
Yeah, I know. You have to Google it.
You really just don't remember what happened. That's all.
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's right, like that night. Movie, The Hangover, or something like that?
Yeah, that's like every time he wins a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joey don't have the best reputation, but you know what? When it comes down to fighting and training, Joey does his thing, and he focuses, and he knows when to put his priorities straight, and that's all that matters because – what is that?
Plus, he's got a bunch of people right behind him kicking him in the ass to get back there.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure.
Yay, he's got Shelly Nunchucks on his side now.
That's it. The ninja, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. I'm a ninja.
I don't think anybody said it yet, but big shout out to Shelly Nunchucks.
No, this is such an honor. You guys just don't even know. It's like you guys are like in a better part of my life now because I struggled for 10 years, and it's like it's just an amazing. You know how life changes, and I'm making connections, and here I am with all you guys, and it's like you know fighters and martial artists and stuff, and here I am. I got Joe, you know, on the air with me, and it's like this is like freedom for me. This is like. This is a wonderful feeling because I went through so much back home in Boston. That's why I left home because everybody, they didn't want me to do fighting. They didn't think it was normal that a woman wanted to, you know, do the stuff on films. And now many years later, 10 years later, I'm talking to fighters, martial artists. It's like it's such a wonderful feeling to talk to you all, you guys. So thank you so much for joining me on air. This is such a blessing for me.
You're welcome. No problem.
Hey, thank you. They would show up and shut down.
Thanks.
The funny thing is,
Shelly, I don't know if you remember, but when we were talking one day and you sent me a music video and you were like, I think the same guy on the music video was a friend of my cousin's, and then I was like, you were always like wondering if it was Joey McCready, and you sent me the link, and I looked at the link and I said, yeah, that was Joey, and you said you'd love to have him on your show, and that was
Yeah, I've been for 3 years ago, and I'm not kidding, I'm not lying, because if you go to the video, you know there's comments that's on there? Like, I did a recent one, but you will see from 3 years ago, I'm like, that's my theme song, right? And I did it 3 years ago, and I'd play the song, and it'd be back home working out with nunchucks, And I'd be like, I never knew, and here I am. This is like, you know, they say promote your heart. Promote what's really in your heart. And I was like, yeah, that's my jam, the fighter. And I watched the music video on a See Joe train. I didn't know who Joe was. And here I am. Now it's like he's a boxer. We're like really fighting. And I didn't know how big he was. And I'm going, I just like fell off my bed when I found out he was going to be on my show. I'm like, I think I almost peed my pants. I should be wearing Depends tonight. So there's no golden showers or something on my bed.
Like road work is hard. Like, I mean, any fight you get prepped for and you get into, it's like the road work that you put in, it's what you get out of it. And Joey does that, and he does that day in and day out. And I got to give my boys props for it because I watched them in the gym. I've been there at the gym with them. I've worked pads with them. I've done things with them. And he's a hard worker. He puts everything in. And he deserves whatever he gets out coming back to him tenfold, you know. So that's just, I've watched him at the gym, been at the gym many times, like all of us done, and seen the work that he puts in, and nobody does it harder. And he deserves whatever he got coming up to him, you know, down at Twin Rivers. And things are going to happen, and they're going to continue to happen for him. And, you know, he's going to be around. He's going to be around for a while, and he ain't going anywhere. So his future will only hold his face, so.
End of March, Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah, he's going to have, I know about the fight, and I'm like, I wish I had a car because I would love to see you guys on the gym because, you know, I'm a Boston girl. I live, like, in the inner cities and stuff, and it's like, Boston boys, you guys will always be in my heart. I'll support you guys no matter where I go in this world. And, man, I wish I'd known you guys from before because I would have loved to visit the gym. Maybe someday if I ever get a car, I can come and visit there because, you know, watching,
absolutely,
you know, boxing and stuff, I love it. I would be there. I would be the crazy girl in the corner. I wouldn't be quiet and people like, who's this crazy girl? Because I'd be going yelling for Joe. I'd be like, yeah, kick his ass. I don't know if I'd get kicked out of the boxing place,
well, you can,
but I would be getting his back.
Yeah, you can
join
the
rest of the group.
Joe's mom throws more hooks than
Joe
can in a fight.
You'll fit right in then. Because
I just like, yeah, no, I love fighting. I understand it. I really do. I've trained in a little bit in martial arts and stuff, and I totally understand because, you know, I've loved Rocky and stuff. I love Joe's story. I love what he's about. He's all heart, and I love that. That stuff that the underdog story, those are the type of movies I love, and I hope someday there's a film about Joe. Maybe not right now, but I would love to see it made, you know?
Yeah,
I think Joe fell asleep.
Yeah.
No, Joe, you still there?
I'm good. I'm just listening to you guys.
It's like a body on the phone.
Hey, do you guys have a T-shirt or something or a sweatshirt with the Beast or something like something? Do you have a clothing line or a sweatshirt you guys can send me? Because I swear I would wear it.
MikeSteelStudios.com.
Yeah, right.
What is it?
Yeah, we're actually... We got a couple. We don't have anything in inventory right now, but we got some stuff we're going to be ordering, and I'll put you on the order. Make sure I get you one. But we had a couple different designs. So if anybody wants them, though, hit me
always
up. MikeSteelStudios.com. Go check me out, and you can order anything you need off there, and stay current with all Joey's events, and you know, obviously the B Squad family Facebook page. You know, we're trying to stay current on everything that Joey's got going on and all his events and training and shows and features and everything that we got going on. So,
also.
Yeah, every time you guys got to promote something, let me know because I'll post it on my page whenever Joe has a fight, you know, coming up. I can always have a guest, you know, him as a guest on my show. And it's something, anything you guys got going on, just let me know. And I can, you know, even if you don't have time, I can read something about it on my show.
Yeah, definitely. Every type of promotion is good promotion, so.
Hey, everything helps.
Yeah. And do you guys have any cute stories about Joe, like when he was little or something like that? I want to hear something cute, not something that's going to get him in trouble or in, like, you know, I just want to know, you know, because besides the boxing, no, seriously, I want people to know, I hope he's not going to get all bashful, I want people to know besides him being a boxer as a person, you guys got any cute stories about him?
Anything, I'm firing every single one of you guys.
Honestly,
you can't fire the man who writes the paycheck.
Right. Besides
I'm
the fact he's got a naturally stinky feet, he's a good guy.
Come on.
Did Darren back out on this one? Where's Darren Wilson?
I'm backing out of this conversation because I can't.
I want to hear something cute. No, I mean, not something.
So.
No, I don't mean anything bad because, you know, he's a box and stuff, and I want to show him, like, let the viewers hear that, you know,
bad.
He's a person.
Good,
I want to hear something.
I'm going to leave that one to Mike.
I got nothing. I plead the fifth.
What? No, I'm not talking about anything bad. You know, something sweet about the guy. I'm not trying to embarrass him, but, you know.
He's secretly in love with Selena Gomez.
Yeah, that's not a secret.
Joey McCready is secretly in love with Selena Gomez.
All right. You
really?
Pulled my arm. You twisted my arm. I got you. He has to sleep every night with a teddy bear.
Yeah, okay.
Does he really?
Yeah.
No. Okay. You know what? I'll tell everybody, all right? Okay? All right? The only way I can sleep is I watch Nickelodeon. All right? And that's it.
Wow.
Look at
you.
Yes. Me too.
Oh, man.
Hey, okay.
But
well,
I got a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old.
That's all good if he's sleeping watching Nickelodeon. No, that's not a bad thing because it's like this is what people want to know besides the boxer. They want to know, you know, the man behind, you know, what he's doing. I think that's what listeners want to hear.
That's what I like my Disney Channel. Okay? I like my George Lopez.
He likes lotion that makes him sweat, too.
That's a true statement.
What happened?
He likes lotion that makes him sweat.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I should go there.
All I'm saying is do not go to the gym with the beast if you are not ready to sweat.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But sign up. 10 sessions, book them, and you get one free.
Yeah, exactly.
And a free photo signed by Joey McCready. It's in Chester, Mass. What's the address?
It's 5 Courthouse Lane.
5 Courthouse Lane, Chemford, Mass. Forever Fitness. It's boxing boot camp. Get trained
right
by Lowell's
Walmart.
Own. Yeah, no, it's right. Well, yeah, right behind Best Fitness in the tanning place. So go
so
get trained by Joey. Get in shape. Get in shape for the summer.
Is there a telephone number or a website that you guys? What's the telephone number to call the place?
They can email McCreadyFights@gmail.com. That's one way. Or obviously the B Squad family Facebook page.
You know what I mean?
You just Facebook B Squad family and it'll pop up. You'll see a picture of Joey's ugly mug on there.
Why did you say his ugly mug? That's not nice.
Hey, we're a bunch of brothers. Things get ugly.
Yeah, come on, he's adorable. Are you kidding me? He's adorable.
Yes, we have
Joey's
to
adorable. Yeah, he's a ladies' man. All the ladies want Joey.
You know what I'm saying?
He falls asleep to Nickelodeon. I fall asleep to ladies.
Okay,
hey,
I'm leaving
hey,
this
hey.
Conversation.
There's nothing. No, seriously. No, ladies. No, seriously. No, people, you know, especially women, probably would not want to know more about him than just being a boxer. I mean, that's the truth. Women want to know more about than, you know, what you do in your life, and it's the truth. And I'm, you know,
oh,
I'm
like
being on the
long
level
strolls
here.
On the beach in the moonlight.
No, that's
like
not
white
what I
wine.
Mean. I mean, like,
he likes
they want to know
drinks.
About the man, you know?
He watches his calories.
I'm going to pass him a lunch every day before he goes to work. His mother passes him a brown bag lunch every day he goes to work.
Hey, listen, you better be careful when you talk about the mom now. Seriously. She
we love Mama McCready.
You better not protect the mom.
We love Mama McCready and our B-Squad dinners.
Yeah. That's right. You better respect
we're
her.
Long overdue for.
Yes,
yeah,
Lisa, if you're listening.
She does a tradition for the squad. She makes a dinner every time Joey's fight comes up. That's what mom does.
Every time.
Or if you're sick, then she'll cook your food, too.
Is that cool? I think
cooking.
There was two women. They had darker hair, and I think there was a picture of one woman. I think she was on the left, and someone commented, "That's your twin, Joe." And I think that was, I don't know who the two women were, but I assume one was his mom.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
if you go on the B Squad Facebook page, there's a picture with him and her, and it's like he's in green, she's in pink.
Oh, okay, because I think I might have seen that.
They do look alike. It was like a Italian family.
Yeah, that's like so. Well, if they're like, what is his, you know, his background, his heritage? He's Italian and Irish.
No,
nope.
I'm French, French, Irish, and Blackfoot Indian.
It's Chinese.
Oh,
too.
Okay.
Yeah, had to throw it in there. Had to throw it in there.
Had to throw what in there?
The Blackfoot Indian.
I'm half Chinese.
You said Chinese?
Yeah, I'm Chinese.
No, seriously, are you?
Maki is when he gets out of work.
Hey, yo!
Darren is
no,
all the time.
No. No, are you Chinese? I don't mean to sound like stupid or anything, but no, really, are you?
Oh, I'm not Chinese.
Oh, okay. No, seriously, because, you know, just because someone looks a certain way doesn't mean they can't have it in their blood. You know what I mean?
I just have to say, shout out to anybody who is actually still listening to us right now.
There's a bunch of people in the queue that are listening to you. Where, you know, it's an interesting show. There's people hanging in there. No, we still got about another 20, 25 minutes. I mean, so what do guys want to promote? Do you want to give shout-outs to anyone?
All my supporters for all my music, to Mike Skill Studios, Studio Concepts, you know, where you can get anything from audio to visuals done, HQ quality. Everybody, my family, everybody that took a time out of their day to listen to one song or share it, like it, you know, any kind of promotion. Totally appreciate it. It isn't easy, so I really do appreciate it.
I'm going to say something with Marky, though. Marky just released a mixtape recently, maybe about a month ago, and he's got over 3,000 plays for an unknown artist who is just really exposing himself. I mean, that's pretty good, 3,000 plays in, you know, 1 month. You don't see some people go a year without even getting that many plays on a video. So congratulations on that, buddy. You did good.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
You're a teacher.
Is there anybody else want to give some shout-outs?
If you want to stop by, you can find all the music for my music label, with Mike included, Master Record, Burn Block, all tied into one on SoundCloud. You can look up MHR, Marky P, Mike Skills. Search Marky P, Blood, Sweat, and Biz, which is the name of the CD. feel free to stop by, download for free.
Oh, cool.
Yes. Anybody needs graphic design? You know, like I said, I do a lot of Joey's graphics. I help him with some of his PR, a little bit of under management. You know, we all kind of have a little part with that. And, you know, check me out, MikeSkillStudios.com. And, yeah. I'm going to back out of the conversation, though, because I got to go check on my daughter. So, Joey, love you, kid. You know I got your back. Keep up the hard work. B-Squad, love you guys. Shelly, awesome job, and we'll be in touch soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right, guys, good night.
See you later, Mike.
See you later, Mike.
Well, I think this is the most people I've had in queue.
Joey, always a pleasure, buddy. Shelly, thank you for having me on. I appreciate your time. Joey, love you guys. Rocky, love you, man.
I'll call you tomorrow, Darren.
See you later, Darren.
You got it, fish. All right, buddy. Have a good night, man.
Well, since the door's revolving, I'm going to catch that big spin on the way out with everybody else. Joey, love you, kid. Keep up the hard work. You know, I'll be the first one in your corner screaming, bro.
Yes, sir.
I get kicked out from ringside. That's how it goes. All right, man. Yeah. Love you. Have a good night. Shelly, thanks for having us. Sorry that we destroyed your
thank you.
destroyed the sound waves your last year out. Have a good one.
We took over the station.
I think everybody's like heading out the door, so I guess I'll have Joe alone to myself for a little while longer.
See, Shelly, I told you my B squad, they're all crazy. They're all nuts.
Yeah, no, that's what family is. Do you know what I'm saying? It's kind of, you know, you have people, and it's really nice to have support. You know, that much support. And it sounds really like a special bunch of guys. I mean, maybe crazy, but, you know, they got your back. So that's a big thing right there.
Oh, yeah, of course, all day. You know, what I'm saying? If you don't have family that don't got your back, you know what I'm saying? It's just like you really don't have anything, you know? It's, you know what I'm saying? Having a family like that, mm-hmm. you know, it it makes you want to achieve a lot more. You know what I'm saying? It makes you believe in, you know what I'm saying, there's real friends out there. You know what I'm saying? Because this, you know what I'm saying, you got to be careful in this sport. You know what I'm saying? In this sport, there's a lot of fake people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's a lot.
No, I know.
There's a lot of snakes. There's a lot of, there's people that you think they're your friends, but they just like you because of who you are and what you've done, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, so, you know, it's definitely hard to even, you know, find, you know what I'm saying, supportive friends. That's why my circle is so small, because
yeah.
I stick with friends that before I was even fighting, before I was a champion, before I was who I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, I stick to close people, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, keep my circle real close, real small, you know. So, I mean, that's why I have so much, you know, good friends as I do now.
Yeah, I get that. I rather have a small circle. It's like less drama, and I think you'd probably, I don't know if you'd agree, but I'd rather have people that would help push me and help to lift me
yep.
higher. You know, saying, you know, have someone, people that are around you to help you lift you higher. I mean, I don't know if you feel the same way, but I understand about the smaller circle. I'd rather have less friends that are, you know, that are really real
yeah.
than a whole big
yeah.
entourage of people that are fake. So I really get that. I understand that.
Of course. All day.
Mm-hmm.
So did everyone get disconnected?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought it was just me and Joe.
What's going on here?
Who's
this is Darren. Darren.
Wait
Joey,
a minute,
what's
you
going
well?
On, buddy?
How are you still back on the air with us?
Oh, I never disconnected. I stepped away for a moment. I came back and everyone's gone.
Yeah, because everyone's like leaving. I says, oh, good, I'm going to have Joe to myself for a little bit. But I didn't know you were still there. I thought everybody had left. But do you want to give a shout-out to anybody?
Like,
you know.
Shout-out to Joey. That's my main man. That's my right-hand man.
Yeah.
Keep training. Keep trucking. I'll probably get up with you tomorrow.
It's all day, man. I'll holler at you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Hey, thanks for having me on, too, Shelly.
I'll
be on the lookout for that. I'll be on the lookout for your movie. You should get Joey in there. Have Joey be a samurai or something. Have him knock some
people
out.
Well, no, he'll be a boxer. He'll be a boxer. I'll
be
the samurai.
Oh, you'll be a samurai?
I'm going to be a ninja samurai.
Get him on there, yeah.
I'll get on it.
I'll do my best.
All right.
Well, thank you, Darren, for joining us tonight, and keep in touch with me on Facebook.
Will do, will do.
All right, baby. I'll holler at you tomorrow.
All right. Later.
Yep, that's the whole thing.
Wow. That was a party, huh?
that's half of the crew right there. I still have my... I still got my two bodyguards, Big Tyrone. He's like, I don't know, he's almost like 7 feet tall. Like, he's a monster.
Wow.
And,
oh, wow.
And I have, yeah, because you know that picture of the whole B-Squad of, he's like, all of us? Like, in the,
yeah,
like, me
you
in the
guys
middle.
Were like, I think
yeah.
I think there might be someone else calling in. I'm going to bring that person on, see who this is. So it could be, it's a 978 area code, so I'm going to bring them in, okay?
All right.
All right. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
What's going on, Mr. McCready?
Who is this?
And this is Vernon. Vernon Smith.
V-Dub.
What's happening, kid?
What's up, man?
Not much. Just sitting here listening to the call, man. Just listening to the conversation. The little B-Squad. You guys are crazy. just wanted to just give Joey a little shout out. You know, I've known Joey for a long time. Same thing as Darren Wilson. I know he just got off. I knew him since, I want to say, first grade. We played football together. We played basketball, just little pickup games every now and then. You know, we played Pop Warner, like I just said, all the way up to almost we got to high school. He went on to Lowell High. I went to a tech school. Met up with him a little bit more. I watched a couple of his high school games, went out there, supported his most of all his fights. You know, we all grew old a little bit, you know, kind of. I had to go, like, my little separate way, you know, to go finish my career or continue my career. But you know, I support him all the time, and I have talks with him all the time, and, you know, I tell him to set a bar for himself and make sure once he thinks he's reaching that bar, I want him to jump over it. I want him to make another bar and just continue going on, and he knows. We have those conversations every now and then.
Man, all day.
You know, just keep chucking, man. You know, you just keep chucking. Just going out there and putting people on the mats and just laying them down one by one.
Same. That's a hard work dedication, that's all.
Yep, man. We like I said, we had that conversation. You know, just hard work. Just keep on working hard. Make it a yearly thing. You know what I mean? Just keep working, and just put your mind, keep your eyes on the prize, and just go ahead and reach for it.
Okay, man. You got it, man. I thank you. Thank you, V-Dawg, man. I appreciate this.
Yep, you're welcome, man. You know, I heard you touch upon, you know, it's hard. You know, we said it's real hard when there's a lot of people you try to make sure you do it for, and, you know, you do it for the city and you do it for Lowell and everything. You know, just make sure you do it and do it well, and, you know, do it for yourself and make sure you do it for them as well and represent hard.
Of course, man. That's all day, man. It's all family, man. At the end of the day.
Yep. All right. Shelly, you still there?
Yeah, no, I'm still there. I let you talk because it's like, you know, I like calling in and, you know, let viewers and listeners hear, you know, about Joey's friends and stuff. So thank you so much for, you know, calling in. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, thank you.
I'll holler at you later, V.
All right, I'll talk to you, man. Take care.
Bye, man.
Hey, have a good night. Wow,
yeah,
you're a popular dude.
Wow, that's nothing. Jesus. You haven't even heard from Big Tyrone or my other friends, Will, and yeah. I have crazy people.
No, I just wanted to you know, since I'm trying to check the time right, because it goes by so fast. We got about 10-15 minutes. Besides you being a boxer, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself as a human being besides the boxing, to let people know besides the boxing about yourself?
About myself, I'm pretty, you know, I'm pretty laid back. I like to have my fun. You know what I'm saying? I'm young, you know. When I'm in training, you know, I really don't do much. You know, I really just relax and, you know, just watch a lot of movies and, you know, just, you know, hang out by myself, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Like, when I had a girlfriend, the only thing, you know, we would really do is just watch TV and, you know, relax and, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, nothing crazy, you know, because I have to get up in the morning. You know, I work out 2-3 times a day sometimes. And I love candy. You know, I'm a big
junkie. Oh no, you do not. You really candy? I thought you can't have that when you're like training. Isn't that bad?
Yeah, so I get the biggest sweet tooth. Oh, like my mom.
Like me.
Yeah, my mom literally has to like lock hide candy from me. Yeah, it's so bad. It's you know, I'm a big, I love junk food. Like, I do. Like, I love, the one thing I, not junk food, but the one thing I really can't eat when I'm in training is I love buffalo wings. I love buffalo wing and hot sauce.
God.
That is my A+. Like, I put hot sauce on eggs. I put hot sauce on everything. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
my God!
Wow.
That hot sauce is good to lose weight because, you know what I'm saying, when you drink that hot sauce, you know what I'm saying, I don't drink it, but you know what I'm saying, when you put it on your food and stuff, you know what I'm saying, it burns. You know what I'm saying? It burns your fat.
It burns. It's going to burn going in and burn coming out the other end. Oh, my gosh, my butt would explode. Like, I can't do it.
But, you know, it's you know what I'm saying? It makes food taste better.
I'm like, people tease me because I'm like, they say I have cat tongue because I can't eat hot stuff. And I just started a particular diet. And it's like, it's like not a diet to lose weight, but, you know, because I want to get a six-pack and stuff. And I understand about the training. It's about eating cleaner, and I'm not eating because I talk to people about this, and it's like one of my big bros. He's helping me out. He you know, went through a bunch of people would tell me about, you know, about no dairy, no sugar, no bread. It's all just like you know, just regular foods. It's just common sense, and it's actually, it's not to lose weight, but it's actually to be healthier. So that to do the things you do, and like for your training, I know that you're like, you probably got to eat all the time because you're burning your body's like a machine. It's a living machine, and you got to feed it. So I'm trying to learn better ways to, you know, how to eat. I'm not a great cook, but I'm starting to learn how to cook, and it's like, it's nice because Sundays I can cook, and then my dinners are all set for the week. I'm not a, you know, just like learning that because, you know, I'm a bachelorette. It's like I don't have a boyfriend, and it's like they don't really cook. I'm in the same boat. And it's also great, like, I understand what you're saying about your dreams. You can keep back and you just want to go to sleep and watch a film. So I get exactly what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like when you know what I'm saying? Just like when I'm in training, you know? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, I just really just, you know, I just, you know, I just stay focused. You know, I just, you know, I really just try to, you know, just stay as humble as I can, and, you know, just try to be disciplined. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the worst part. It's the worst thing about boxing is the dieting. Like, I can't stand it. I hate it, but I have to do it. You know what I'm saying? So when I get that time off, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll eat. For about 9 weeks straight, I'll eat, like, fish, broccoli, chicken, you know, plain brown rice, you know, stuff that I don't want to eat, but I have to, you know what I'm saying, to make weight. So when, after my fight, I go crazy. I go to Wendy's, Burger King. I go to...
No,
I
you
eat.
Don't. How?
I go, you can ask all my friends. I go insane, like, because... You know what I'm saying? I'm the one that's sacrificing my body. You know what I'm saying? So when all my friends are out having fun, you know, you know what I'm saying? You know, they don't have to sacrifice anything. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So they can eat whatever they want. They can drink whatever they want. You know what I'm saying? Me, I can't do that. So when I have my time off, when I get a little time, I go nuts. Yeah, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I go insane because I couldn't do that for like 9 weeks. I finally have time to have a hamburger. But instead of me eating just one hamburger, I'm eating like six hamburgers. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a fat kid.
But wait, aren't you supposed to eat meat, though? Aren't you supposed to eat meat, though? I mean, isn't that part of your diet when you're training?
Yeah, but not Burger King. You know
what I'm saying? No. But you can have red meat, though, right? You can. I mean, not going out. I don't mean fast food, but isn't protein a big thing when you're training more? Because I know that. Yeah.
Protein is a huge thing. You know what I'm saying? Huge. You know what I'm saying? It's huge. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But I mean, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? You got to do what you got to do to make weight. You have to, you know, you got to be disciplined in this game. You have to sacrifice. You have to sacrifice a lot. You know, that's why I said earlier, a lot of people don't know what I sacrifice. A lot of people don't know what I go through. A lot of people, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people don't know, you know what I'm saying, what runs through my mind when, you know what I'm saying, I gotta go back to the gym, you know what I'm saying, two times a day. And,
yeah,
you know,
no,
trying,
I get it. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I
can't eat, you know what I'm saying, can't eat what everyone else is eating and stay away from the garbage food and can't drink Gatorade, you know what I'm saying, because it's too much sugar, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get exactly what you're saying because I'm learning that and a lot of people because I wasn't, you know, I live by myself and it's like I know exactly what you're saying and what you're going through because now people are telling me I have to do a certain diet not to lose weight. But to eat healthier and to build up and to become stronger because anything you're doing, anything that's physically active in your life for a job, even like doing stunts, and I say I want to jump out of a helicopter and other things where I want to swing off a bus or something, you have to be very kind of strong. And I'm not saying I want to build up to be looking like a big, huge man, but to have that strength, and I need a little bit better body upper strength, you know, like upper body strength. And I was like, I wish we were living closer. I wish I was still living back in Boston. I'd love to train with you so you can help me with a little upper body strength. I would, like, love that. So you can teach me about boxing because, I mean, I think I would love that. Just to know about that and, you know.
Yeah, this is what a lot of people don't realize. Boxing is the best workout you can get. Like, it's phenomenal. It's, you know, it's the best conditioning. It's the best for weight loss. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's just like I train people now, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'll give them one workout, you know what I'm saying? And they'll love it. You know what I'm saying? I want more. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I want to come back. You know what I'm saying? Because it's an intense workout. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I make it fun. It's not all serious. You know what I'm saying? We play music. You know what I'm saying? I make them laugh. You know what I'm saying? It's fun.
Yeah.
I don't make it. I'm not like one of them trainers that, like, yell in your face and, you know what I'm saying? Because you know how you got trainers out there that, you know what I'm saying? They yell at you, you know, just to push you. You know, I'm not like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll make it, you know, I make it fun. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Like, I don't really do that kind of stuff. So, you know?
I think when you enjoy that you're working out, I think that's what people would like. And I was like, oh, I know boxing's a little bit different than martial arts. I mean, I used to ask guys to throw me, like literally throw me in the dojo. And people were like, what? And I said, yeah, because I really want to know. So I don't think I'd be thrown around too much with boxing. Just have to watch where you're going, where the shots are and stuff. And I just had a question. Are you like, you don't do southpaw, are you? You're not southpaw, right?
No. I mean, I turn, you know, sometimes I turn southpaw and, you know, sometimes I don't. So, you know, it's hard southpaw, you know what I'm saying? Because you have to switch everything up. You got to switch, you know, all your ways of, like, technique-wise and everything. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's a good thing to learn how to do it, too, so you can, like, mess with the guy's head. You know what I'm saying? When you're fighting him.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You got to always have eye contact, right? You always got to have eye contact. Like, the martial arts in a box, you always have to keep eye contact, right?
Yep, exactly, yep. You know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, it's good, you know what I'm saying? Boxing is, boxing is a great sport. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are starting to watch, like, that MMA. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of taking away from boxing a little bit, you know. So, but, you know, boxing is starting to come alive again. You know what I'm saying? You know, little by little. You know, but, you know, MMA is really, like, you know, like, off now. You know what I'm saying?
It's kind of like a little intense, and it's like, I don't understand it. I mean, I respect it, but it's like, you know, training in a dojo, if someone's down, you know, you can't really, you're not supposed to really, yeah, it's like, it confused me. I respect it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I respect anybody who gets in a ring, or if it's a cage, or if it's a ring, or, you know, if it's bull riding. You know what I'm saying? Like, I respect anybody who takes the risk of, you know, dying. You know what I'm saying? Like, because in any sport, you know what I'm saying? It's hard. So, but, you know, MMA, you know what I'm saying? I like it a little bit, but, I mean, I don't agree with it. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard.
It's like, you have respect because... I think the thing with fight is, whether you're a boxer or whatever it is, it may not understand everything, but you have respect.
Yeah, it's totally two different sports. You know what I'm saying? It's totally two different sports. I mean, you know what I'm saying? An MMA guy is not going to box. You know, and a boxing guy is not going to, you know, wrestle on the ground. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you know, it is a sport, you know, and I do respect it, and I respect the fighters that are in it. You know, but would I ever do it? No. Heck no. No way. I'm all set with that.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's like, I have respect for people that actually do it, and like all fighters, boxers, and I do respect it. And I know we only have a few minutes left here. Is there anything else you want to say? Any shout-outs to, like, your mom or anybody out there?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, my mom, I love my mom, I love my dad, you know, all my cousins, you know, just everybody, you know, the whole city of Lowell, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, to Dickie Eklund, you know what I'm saying, my trainer, you know, if it wasn't for him, you know what I'm saying, I wouldn't be Boston right now. You know, he taught me everything I knew. He's a great trainer. He's underrated, you know what I'm saying, right now. He's, you know, everybody thinks he's not a good trainer because of his past and what he did. But I'll tell you this right now, he's the best trainer in the world. Like, he's just things that Dickie do that other trainers can never do. You know what I'm saying? Like, he works out with me. He spars, Dickie, and he's 60-something years old. And, you know, he does more sit-ups than I do. Dickie's not normal. Like, he's not human.
Yeah, I get it, but the thing is, you know, they say about someone's past and stuff, but nobody can condemn someone for a past. Everybody has a past, and it's like, what are they doing with themselves today is what matters.
Exactly, and Dickie's doing a great job. He's staying out of trouble, and he's doing good. He's in the gym. He's, you know, he's doing great, and, you know what I'm saying, I love the guy, and, you know, his son, Dickie, little Dickie Jr., you know, he's there, mm-hmm. You know, he does the mission, and, you know, he's there every day with me in training, and, you know, he's a great supporter, and, you know, he does the pads and everything just like his father, and, you know, I got to give him a lot of respect, and, you know, shout out to him, too, and, you know, thank him for helping me out, and, you know, basically, you know, give a shout out to you. Thank you for having me on. I mean, this is, you know, a great opportunity, and sorry that my B squad that we took over the station.
No, it's okay. That's perfectly fine. I thank them for being on the board, you know, like here, and thank all of my listeners. And, you know, thank you so much. Thank you for being on my show. It was such an honor. And I think the universe just brings things together. And I just really didn't think 3 years ago I'd be having the boxer on the video, on my show.
You gotta let me know what kind of ratings you had tonight.
What was that?
I said you gotta let me know what kind of ratings you had.
Okay, I'll let you know. I'll let you know about that. It's I'm getting a little bit of an audience. I've done almost 150 shows, so it's getting up there. You know, it's kind of, yeah, I've been doing this for over a year, and you know what is really great? People like you, people like my idols, they've been coming on my show, and I'm just I just can't believe it. And people like you, you know, like I'm saying, like fighters. I never thought 10 years ago where people try to stop me and didn't want me to be around or connected to people like you. Really, I would get into fights and arguments, and here I am 10 years later. The universe is, like, sending me people like you. So I'm so thankful. I'm so very thankful I get up every morning and I have an opportunity to do this because people like you I love very much.
No, yeah, exactly. You know, it's a great opportunity. And, you know what I'm saying, and you never know what can happen down the road.
Yeah, and I just want to say thank you so much, and I can't believe time went by so fast. You have to be a guest on my show again, because I know it would be so much fun, and I know the listeners would just love you.
No problem. Anytime. Thank you, you know what I'm saying? So thank you for, you know, having me on your show.
Oh, thank you, and have a good night, and best wishes with your fight next month.
Yeah, I'll definitely keep you updated on the date. As soon as I know the date, I'll let you know, and we can definitely do another interview and, you know, promote the fight and everything.
All right. Thank you so much, and have a good night.
All right, Cheryl. Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot believe it. I'm so overtired. I just cannot believe that. I just I don't even know what to say. I'm just so very thankful that I'm getting these people, the fighters, the martial artists, the stunt people, people like Joe. I'm so thankful. You know how, like, you're so happy that you just want to cry? Because I just cannot believe that. I think the universe, when you ask, I keep asking, please keep bringing more dragons and more more ninjas into my life. And here I am, I have a boxer on my show tonight. I feel like I had Rocky on my show. So anyway, you know, everyone, I got a great show Sundays, Ninja Sunday. Ben Ramsey, I cannot even believe this. Ben Ramsey, he's the director of Blood and Bone. If you guys don't know what Blood and Bone is, if you know who Michael J. White is, Michael J. White was Michael J. White, the lead actor in Blood and Bone. The director from that film, Ben Ramsey, is going to be on my show on Sunday. I cannot believe this. I'm like, I feel so, so very blessed. Like, people that I look up to are coming on my show, and I'm so very thankful. And tonight, you know, Joe, thank you once again for being, you know, for being a guest on my show, and all the stunt people, you know, that are kicking me. I can't even tell you how much my life is so different from 10 years ago. And I always say, for those that have dreams out there, you know, I come from the inner cities. I've been broke my whole life. You know, I slept on floors, and here I am. You know, I work a regular job. I take care of myself, and I'm doing my dreams. And me, funny talking girl from Boston, Massachusetts, you know, from the inner cities, here I am doing my things that I'm doing. If you have a dream out there, anybody that has a dream, if I can do it and Joe and anybody else can do it, you can do. It's just one little step at a time. And I believe in you. So just to let you know, all the dreams out there, you have one person who believes in you. So anybody that listens to my show, thank you so much. Thank you for joining in. It just made me all happy for listening to my show. And I am going to end the show with a song called Battle Song, which is actually from a film I'm part of, that everybody that's associated with this film, it's Battle Song from a film called Valkyrie, where we're a bunch of Valkyries, where we would be doing our own fight scenes, riding horses. We took horseback riding lessons, trained like Rocky in the winter up here in Maine, running around in the snow, up to our knees filming. So this song, just like with any film, it sets the mood. And it's one of those epic battle songs. So if you listen to it, it's actually by Hora Zipporah DeLisa. And it's beautiful, lovely, light scenario. It's called Battle Song. Well, everyone, thank you so much. And as one of my idols, Jackie Chan, would say, Shoshay, thank you, and have a good evening.